Hello there, and welcome to Pink Milk, your Star Wars podcast for us super fans.
And those of us who need to clear their throat.
Today is someday, and someday we're getting so emotional, baby.
Oh, Whitney.
Every time I think of you.
Guess it's going to be that episode again. It's a ready? Song episode.
Are you ready, Thomas?
I'm ready.
Let's drink up. Hello there, and welcome to Pink Milk, your Star Wars podcast for us super fans.
And those of us who are forced to listen to them.
Today is someday, and someday we're edging. We're almost to the climax.
Everybody loves a good climax.
They sure do. Are you ready, Thomas?
I'm ready.
Let's drink up.
Drink up.
This is Red 5. I'm going in.
Hello there, pop.
Hello there, Brian.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing super duper. It's almost Thanksgiving.
Super duper.
Driving my Mini Cooper, you know I'm satisfied.
Oh, that again.
It's Madonna. It's
You've
every time.
You never had a Mini Cooper?
Nope. Every time I got in one, I was like, not for me.
No. I don't like test drive one.
Several times. I think a couple. I've test driven like two or three.
That was your thing for a while.
It really was.
You wanted a Cooper. Mini Cooper.
Mini Cooper duper. I wanted to feel a super duper.
They're so outdated looking these days. Sorry if you have one, but it's just my opinion. It means nothing.
No,
trust me.
I still like them. The inside just, it wasn't for me.
They were hot for a while.
They were. You know who's still hot?
You.
And me.
Aww. Yeah, just all you. Yep. Welcome to my world, folks.
Well, if you're wondering who this conceited host is, my name is Brian. And with me, as always, is my better half and your better host, Thomas.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
If this is your first time here with us at Pink Milk, thank you. If this is your second time here at Pink Milk, thank you. If it's your third time here,
welcome back.
Welcome back.
And thank you, too.
And thank you. You know what? Something that I haven't been doing a lot of lately, Thomas? Asking people to share and retweet. We ask people a lot to leave reviews and things like that, but you know what? How many of you have told a friend? How many of you retweeted when you see us on Twitter or a story on Instagram? That would really help go a long
retweet way. Me. Retweet my body. I don't know why that song just came to my head. Obviously, it's not retreat, but anyway, or retweet.
But it should be. Oh my God, what's her name? She just came out with a stellar album.
No.
Agnes.
Yeah, it's Release Me, right?
Release Me.
Release me. You got me into that song.
Release my body. And God knows what the lyrics are, because when you're dancing on a dance floor, all you want to do is say, release me. Anyway, she really did just come out with a new album that you should really listen to. 24 Hours is a really great song, and she's got a Dorito chip hair wig on, and it's cool.
Does she really?
Yeah, it looks like a Dorito chip. It's pretty cool. Anyways, it's a great album. Everyone should go listen to Agnes. I don't remember the name of the album, but it's great.
So what are we here for today?
You know what?
No.
We are here for Andor.
Ah, Andor. And Cassian Andor.
Casa. What a great episode of Andor it was.
It was good.
The show is almost over. We have one more episode.
That's a bummer.
It really is it? Is this...
Well, I'm grateful it was longer this time.
Has this been your favorite show so far?
I don't know if I'd necessarily say it was my favorite show. I have to say, I think it's been a good show. Okay. A really good show.
Do you have a favorite?
You know, I just wouldn't say I do. No.
Really?
Am I on the wrong podcast?
I think you might be.
Well, thanks for coming, folks. I appreciate it. I lost my job.
You know who did lose their job?
Bob Iger. No.
Bob Chapek.
Bob Chapek.
Oh, that jerk.
I'm sure he's being paid off big time. Mm. Hey, do you think it's because of everything that went on this past summer?
I'm sure it's a lot of things. In my mind, in my story, I'm going to say it's because he was a homophobe.
Oh, well, can't do that.
Nope. I mean, I'm sure it was a lot of things, but that was it. I mean, honestly, like, stuff hasn't been doing as well as it used to. I don't know. And we have a lot of steam queens that are also Disney gays.
Okay.
And they've said that the parks aren't, like, quite as busy or they're overcrowded.
We should talk to Bradley.
We should.
She'll be in the know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bradley, if you're listening to this.
We love you.
We love you. And give us a buzz.
Yeah, we miss you. Let us know if you want home for Thanksgiving.
We want the deets. We want to be able to come here to Pink Milk with some insider information and break the news like we're Grace Randolph. Only you.
I don't know if I want to go that far.
Probably shouldn't have said her name out loud.
Oops. Can you edit that out?
I should. If I remember, if you heard a beep, it's because of her name was in it. And not her, but another her, a blonde with bad hair that's always commenting on her YouTube channel about actresses needing to have good hair. And if a movie flops, you can usually blame the hair. Meanwhile, she's got split ends flying everywhere in her like view from New York.
She just...
And bad hair, like stuck in the 80s. Like bad.
I feel like she sensationalizes everything.
Oh, she definitely does. Yeah. She lies.
Oh, okay. Well, no wonder why I don't have time for
that. I mean, Kathleen Kennedy was fired like 5 years ago, according to her. She had insiders in the room where she was about to be fired, and it was only a matter of weeks before she was fired. But you know what? She wasn't, and we got this great show. Thank you, KK.
Yeah, this has been a really great show.
It really has.
Yeah.
So we just finished episode 11, Daughter of Ferrix.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad episode. We open up with Marva's death. How was that for you to open the episode this way?
A bit of a bummer. I don't even think she's really dead, though.
You do. You are on team. It's a ruse.
I think it's a ruse, yeah. Because all of a sudden, out of the blue, she's dead.
Well, she's been sick for a couple episodes.
Two episodes and now she's dead? I mean, this is TV. Hey, I mean, I know what happens, obviously, I don't think she's dead. I hope she's not dead. I enjoyed the character.
I mean, I didn't think she was going to, I don't think you did either. I definitely didn't believe she was going to get out of season one alive, but I was like, in my mind, I wanted her to be able to stand up in front of the wall where her husband was and say, "Down with you, stormtroopers!"
Exactly. I thought there'd be some kind of, battle on the way out, not just, I died.
She died in her sleep.
Oh,
while we were sleeping. Maybe she died in our sleep. That should be what it is.
Wow. Oh, wow. This could be that episode, huh?
Pink Milk's canceled.
We died in our sleep.
It would have been more peaceful if they did die in their sleep, unfortunately.
I wanted a battle, but I just went to sleep.
They died live on air.
I'm surprised we're not dead yet.
I've been dying a little each day since you came back in my life.
3 years worth of dying.
I truly, deeply love you. But you said we couldn't love.
Is this...
If I'm going to die.
Is this a Star Wars reference?
Yes.
I'm supposed to know this? Okay, yes. It's got to be Princess Leia.
No.
Oh.
Padme to Anakin.
Oh, God.
If I'm going to die, I want you to know I truly, deeply love you.
Anakin. The hot ears.
He's still hot. Uh-huh.
It's not hot.
Ouch. Okay.
He's just a victim of what the rest of us have. Age.
Age, you know, and living on a farm. Guy.
Oh, he lives on a farm?
I think so, in like Montana or Missouri or something.
Montana, no. The story is better in Montana.
Why? Do you think he rides him like a Bronco?
Maybe he lives next to the Duttons out there at the Yellowstone Ranch.
Oh. Kevin Costner.
Man, that show is beautiful, though. The scenery. Incredible.
Yep, this isn't a Yosemite podcast.
But that's not Star Wars, so.
No? Is that what the show is called, Yosemite?
No. It's called Yellowstone.
Yellowstone. Just kidding. There's no outer space. There's no wizards. I'm not interested in watching it. That's pretty much how it goes. So, okay. So Marva dies. We open up with B2, who I already liked B2 a lot, but this like episode made me really, really fall in love with him and how heartbreaking it was. And it's this interesting thing in Star Wars about droids. Like they kind of like they're droids, they're robots. They are used for labor and as like tools, basically, but they have feelings and emotions.
Yeah, this one in particular had a relationship with her, though. You could tell
What do you want? Yeah. I want Marva. Marva. Oh, my God.
He didn't want to leave her home or their home.
Yeah.
And he just wanted one more night. That was heartbreaking. God.
And he was sitting there in his little doggy bed, like just sad, won't get out of bed.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it was tough. It was tough. I really liked the way the camera looked at his eye as if he was like, you know, we're used to seeing those close up shots on people and they did it with him. And it was really very, very beautiful.
I wonder if he's now going to become Cassian or Andor's
sidekick.
Yeah.
There's hope out there that I've heard in the rumorville, in the headcanon, in the speculation space that he becomes K2SO.
Who's that again?
Is that the big sassy droid from Rogue One?
Oh, yeah.
That was a stolen Imperial security droid.
Oh, that's who I thought it was, but it made no sense. He's a small little block of redness. And,
not if you take out the brains and put it in another robot.
Oh, okay. We're going kind there.
Right. It's been done. L3 was taken out and put into the Millennium Falcon, and now she's living in the Millennium Falcon in Solo.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it is awkward. Because she didn't really ask, and she was literally just died fighting for droid rights and autonomy, and then they did take... And I love that movie, but that is a little bit like...
So do you want me, if something happens, do you want me to take you out and put you in the house?
I just want to be put in a bottle.
A bottle.
Like a... Whatever. What are they called?
If you got drank by mistake?
Well, then, you know what? I'll eventually come out.
Oh, jeez.
No, what are they called? I want to be put in a vase. I want to be cremated.
In an urn.
I want to be put in your urn.
Oh, my urn. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're assuming I'm going first? Is there a plan I didn't know about?
I mean, no. There was no reason you asked why the toaster was next to the bathtub this morning. Yes, but like where were you at with droids before this? I mean...
Never thought of him, I'm not going to lie. R2-T2, BB-8. That's where I think I last left off remembering any of them.
Okay. You need to meet AP-5, my friend.
Okay. Which one is that?
He's in Rebels.
Okay.
He goes out singing show tunes.
Good old gay droid.
You know what? He kind of is an old gay droid. You haven't met him yet.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, but he kind of is. He reminds me of our old neighbor. Oh. Our old neighbor wasn't old.
No, not at all.
Kind of acted like it.
Yes.
A little bit.
Love show tunes. Yeah. And nothing's wrong with that. No. That's for sure.
No. So, yeah, I don't know. B2 just really, he was kind of the emotional heart of this entire episode. You could feel his presence all the way through.
Absolutely.
Actually. For real, I think, for me anyways. So after we are at Marva's, we get back to Narkeena 5 with Andor and Rogue One dude who are still running away, and they run into some really great aliens.
They do.
With a really cool net.
That was a really cool net. It was a wet one. A wet net.
And it was white.
A wet, white net.
And it shot all over him. Yeah, no. You say, and I say, Which, you know what? Speaking of wet nets and
Okay.
Did you notice? I did like those droids, but the one that did most of the talking, his little belly was hanging out of his old tank top there. And it looked a little bit like a scrotum.
You know, I did not notice that. But if I do a rewatch for you the will. Third time, I will look.
And you'll, you know, maybe there could be a reason why I saw scrotums.
Maybe it is his scrotum.
It could be, actually. He's an alien. But I've become very aware of my scrotum. You know why? You know why, Thomas?
Tell me, Brian. Tell me why.
I've been manscaped.
You've been manscaped?
How was that? How was that? Here's this ad. So, yes, yesterday, last night, the other day, I guess it was now, I broke the rules. So Manscaped is sponsoring this episode. Thank you, Manscaped.
Thank you, Manscaped.
In the next several.
Manscape me away.
Manscaped. I've been manscaped. So you're supposed to leave the guard on when you're going down to your jewels, and I didn't want to. So I went straight metal. I went bare.
Okay.
Which, you know, I wouldn't recommend going bare, but if that's what you want to do, then I guess, you know, more power to you. I went bare, and my balls have never been smoother.
Well, sometimes when you got to take care of the bushes, you got to do what you got to do.
My weeds have been whacked. I'm telling you, no, but seriously, Tom.
It's a regular topiary now, folks.
I really like it. I didn't take all the hair off, but I trimmed it except for my scrotum. Mm-hmm. I have never been this aware of my balls.
It's like we're at Disney World now. Disneyland. Ooh. Everything's all hedged. Ooh. The ficus is grown all grayed. You know, if I look real closely, I might see Mickey Mouse down there. I don't know. But that's what happens when you've been manscaped.
Anyways, if you are interested in getting manscaped yourself or manscaping someone that you know, hey, put an ad out there.
It is nice not to get the nick. Anybody who's been in, you know, in the pruning business.
go on to your local grinder and say that you'll manscape people. Some people are into being shaved and some people are into shaving. If you want to go ahead and do that or buy someone something for the holidays, you can use our code PINKBALLS for 20% off. And free shipping.
Because what other code would it be?
Exactly.
But pink balls over at pink Manscaped.
Balls. Pink balls are better than blue balls, Tom.
This is true. Once you'll be able to find them because you've manscaped.
Okay, so, well, after we had the white net splashed all over us, mm-hmm. and then it was like apparently licked off, which, you know, kind of hot. We jumped to Vel and Clay. Well, we first see Bex. I'm sorry, we went to Bex, who is still like recovering from her VR headset, her metaverse, which, you know, like I feel like metaverse is kind of failing, and Andor is not a fan of the metaverse, and so they made that little headset look very evil. But she's thinking back, she looked awful. Like, she looked bad.
She did.
Like, really bad. It was, I feel awful for her. I hope she's, I don't know what's going to happen to her in the finale, but hopefully she'll get out. But what was crazy, while she was being tortured, they started to, like, bring in the chant or whatever the little song that Leeta and her friends were doing there on Coruscant in Mon Mothma's apartment. Mm-hmm. And Mon Mothma and Vel are, like, looking in horror as these girls are singing this song that I'm guessing was like a betrothal song.
It's a what?
Like a betrothal song or a wedding song or something. Because remember last week we were left with Draco, I think was his name.
Right.
The thug.
Because I think it had to do with being the arranged marriage.
Yes. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Betrothal or whatever. Like the hair and the weaves of the knot and tie together. And I mean, it was creepy though. But that was quite the shock for both Vel and Mon Mothma, as they're both these two rebels fighting to free the galaxy, and they're watching their daughter and niece lean into a lack of freedom and celebrating like her not having a choice in something. It's very weird. It was sad. I can't imagine that moment as a parent. Like, we are lucky that we haven't had that moment yet, that, like, I'm really disappointed in the choice that my children are making.
Right.
I don't know how we will be.
Yeah, I don't either. It's a pretty big deal when they choose their forever life partners, husbands, wives, whatever they'll choose.
Mm-hmm.
We support all. Mm-hmm. But it'll be kind of, yeah.
Well, I hope I support them. I don't know. What would it be like? Oh, my God. What if we didn't like someone that they were interested in?
I mean, that's going to stink. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Like, do you as a parent just
grin and bear it, or do you say something at least at some point, and then if they continue, you just got to go, okay. And then imagine if they start to have children with that other person, you're like,
well, I would imagine that what you should do is voice it right away.
Yeah, and hope.
I mean, I don't know, but I'm going to say voice it right away, so this way you have some kind of influence upon them. But mm-hmm. you know, once they're out of the house and they're adults, you know, you don't really get that chance sometimes.
I mean, I would like to. I would hope that our kids would trust our
or
judgment.
We move away.
Or we move away.
We move away. We don't help them. We leave.
Wow. Well, everyone, Tom won't be getting Parent of the Year this year.
Not this year.
I mean, what did you think of that? Did you think anything at all, or was it really?
I thought it was creepy, but you can tell they specifically did that because she's thinking about, you know, getting out of her predicament by arranging mm-hmm. the marriage with the thug's son. So,
okay, so we're just sticking to the surface.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what we're doing.
Okay, then we jump into another relationship between parent and child that is not healthy, but I do love me some Edie and Cyril. They really like eat up the scenery as far as I'm concerned. I think they're my favorite dynamic in the show.
They bore me.
Even if they're like fancy 70s.
She's unnecessarily mean, truthfully.
She is. Yeah, she's awful. What do you think her goal is at that?
You know, I'm more disappointed that he has no money. That's what I really want to talk about. He has to steal money from his mother, and he was an imperial officer or whatever that... Really? They don't make any money?
I don't know. He was a police officer.
Loser. He's got nothing.
He spent all of his money on tailoring.
Is that what he said?
I mean, he's tailored everyone.
I understand. I understand, but he really has nothing.
Well, there went that joke, folks.
I thought you were serious.
Ooh, you know, like, why mm-hmm. why do you think she's so mean? Because part of me, like,
thinks, I think she's just a mean person. Okay,
but do you think, is she trying to help him? Is that her? So she's trying to cut him down without, like...
She's a cranky old biddy.
Do you think with the one episode that she left, she was, like, going to... Like, she's like a, and no tea, no shade to anyone that shops at these kinds of places, but, you know, you might be like Edie if you do. And do we really want to be like Edie?
No.
Mm. I forget what it's called, but like Needless Markups, Neiman Marcus has that discount store.
Oh, okay.
You know, like their
returned items?
Their returned items are the things that are slightly
off the rack. Is that the one, or is that the other one?
I don't know. Let's go with off the rack.
Yeah, it's off the rack.
It's off the rack.
It fell off the rack.
She's shopping it off the rack, and she's wearing, like, but she runs around Coruscant acting as if she bought it, like, while it was still on the rack.
See, I think you're giving her too much power. I think she's done after this. He's going to go back. Oh, yeah, he's going to go back. He's got one more episode to make
go
himself
relevant.
Yeah, he's going to make himself relevant.
Yeah.
He's on his way. He's going to help out Blondie, whatever her name is. I don't remember. And whatever. But
she ain't going to want his help. He was gross. But he saw my boyfriend again. My handsome bear boyfriend, my ginger bear, came in and said that Cassian's mom was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And Cyril looked like he was like literally like... pooping himself with excitement and was enjoying the warm trickle down his legs.
Well, let's hope he's been manscaped.
You know what else he was thinking about? He's like, and my mommy's gonna have to wash these
after I steal her money.
I did forget that he stole her money last episode or the one before, whatever it was. I forgot
the last one.
Was it to go to Ferrix? Is that what his plan mm-hmm. is? Okay. Forgot all about that.
Because he has no money because he spent it on tailoring. Mm-hmm. There it is, honey.
Brought it back. Way to go, Pop. Thank you. So Cyril's pooping himself and mm-hmm. we leave on that fabulous odor. And we're back at Space Florida, which, you know what? The one time I've ever been to Florida, I thought it smelled like shit. Thought people acted like they were full of shit. And
that was one specific area. That's not all of Florida.
It was Miami. Some of
the, and we apologize now if you're
you
in Miami
there. But you know what?
we're sure it got cleaned up.
This was the 90s and maybe early 2000s, but I did not like Miami. I thought the people were very mean. They were very rude.
Now, I had gone at a separate time, and I have to say it was aesthetically beautiful.
Oh God,
but it kind of felt the same way.
All the art deco, it's a beautiful looking city. Mm-hmm. The beach, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the people on the beach.
The water wasn't as nice as Wilmington, though.
No, North Carolina.
Wrightsville Beach, yeah.
North Carolina has my North Carolina is my favorite beaches in the entire country, including Hawaii.
Really? Oh, yeah. Come on. That's, I mean, it's kind of a different, you know, league. I don't think you compare the two.
I don't know what it was. You didn't allow me to go to the beach much in Hawaii, though. You kept me on all these adventures. We were away from the beach. The only day we did get to spend a lot of time on the beach, it was raining. But you know what? These two
didn't
care.
I went to the beach every single morning.
Well, so did I guess, but not the same as like laying on the beach.
Who lays on the beach?
Me. Especially now with my trim balls, I might like tan my balls up a little bit.
And that's why you should get Manscaped, people.
Use code PINKBALLS for 20% off, plus free shipping at manscaped.com.
Free shipping? That's pretty great. It is. I saw that. That's pretty great.
Honestly, no, look, they were very good to us. We got t-shirts, undies. I got ball deodorant. I got like a ball cream. We got nose
and that's
ear
the package
trimmers.
That people we get?
Yeah.
Well, they can. That's pretty impressive.
It's good products, yeah. I have to say, honestly.
Yeah.
And there is a little light that shines while you're trimming, and it made it.
And we've
so
had a lot
easier.
Of trimmers in our lives, you know. As guys, you have trimmers. Mm-hmm. This was a really great trimmer.
Yeah, actually, all through college, I pretty much shaved everything. The only time, the last
when
time,
I first met him, he was all cut up. I didn't understand what was going on.
Could
have used Manscaped.
I did use. I used to try to use Nair on my balls, and once I remember burning.
Oh God! Everybody's used that.
Mm-hmm. Tried to use Nair in the crack. I was like, "Ooh, what am I doing there?" That was dumb. Mm.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Dumb.
Got to do it a couple of times. They get
you
all
know
hardened.
What, people? Actually, you know what? No one should really trim. You can like you can manscape in that area, but you shouldn't straight
to make
razor
your topiary.
It. You shouldn't straight razor it or whatever because nobody wants to be on there and down in that area as the hair is coming back and all the little bristles sticking out. It doesn't feel good for anybody involved. Nope. That's
it's like
you know
when
that
people
is?
Hair,
bad
shave
bottom
their
behavior.
Arms.
Yeah, it's bad it's bottom like, behavior.
Oh, wow. Okay. So let's get back to this what do you call it? Cassian Andor?
Space Florida. So he goes back to Space Florida and breaks into his old hotel room that, let me tell you, I said this, I was on Rebel Base Card earlier this week, which you should go check out Rebel Base Card. Greg's a great host. Love that show. Anyways, and we did get to speak about this for a little while. The hotel management at Hotel Andor, whatever it's called, should really let go of their maid services.
Yeah.
He was gone for months and that box was still sitting there on top of
the shower.
Like no one noticed that, chock full of money, a manifesto that's like going to like set the whole galaxy free, a couple guns. No one's out there. Nobody.
I'd fire that staff.
Yeah, can you imagine the bed bugs that are in that thing? And this is not just like they're not only like bed bugs on the same planet. You know, hotels get visitors international. This is intergalactic visitors. Can you imagine?
No.
What if think about a Max Rebo. Think about an Ortolan who went there and had bed bugs from their planet. Mm-hmm. And now you, the human, got some other species bed
well
bug.
I mean, if we want to talk about reality, this is Star Wars. They're coming between the going between the space and Earth all the time. Can you imagine the bacteria?
No, they're not
and,
on Earth, but that's okay.
Oh well, whatever moon they're on, whatever planet they're on, whatever it is, they're going back and forth. You can imagine what they're bringing back and forth.
Yeah, their immune systems are all pretty great.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I would think so.
And we got slowed down with COVID.
You know, more intergalactic travel for us humans.
It's a good idea. They don't even need helmets. Have you noticed that?
You know what? They don't, but I would recommend wearing a helmet if you're going to have sex.
After you've manscaped, of course.
After you've manscaped. So sex always. Okay, so we leave Space Florida to go with Luthen and Saw. And I'm still just incredibly, like, amazed by this relationship. To circle back to earlier in the episode, too. Like, Vel and Clea, when Vel comes into the antique store.
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of these rebels trust one another. Mm-mm. Like, do you think... Do they
not organized?
Not at all. Yeah. Do they learn to get organized? Do they learn to trust? Or did we just see the brilliance of Leia and like her crew, because she's such a great leader, they were all fantastic. Because it does make me think back to, or forward, I guess I should say, to The Last Jedi, when they try to put out a call to stand up against the First Order and no one answers. That's like these rebels. They're not going to answer somebody else's call.
Hmm.
It's really interesting.
Know. I don't know the answer.
Okay. But like, what did you think of when Luthen tried to throw two tubes under the bus like he was a spy and ticked off Saw and then held a gun to Saw's face?
Good for him.
Meanwhile, let those 31 people plus Krieger die.
Yeah, see, that's the interesting part. He really, you know, he's supposed to be the good guy, but he's not exactly a good guy.
He's sacrificing all of these people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is what he was alluding to when he's like,
for what? What exactly is the goal anyway?
To expose the Empire for what they are, I think.
Are we ever going to hear it out loud?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because we never even really heard it in the original trilogy either. And we certainly never heard it in the sequel trilogy because it was like, poof, look, well, it's the First Order. The kidding. Nope. See, we're going to go from the First Order to the Final Order all within like 5 minutes. Well, and then like nobody's going
to
know
about
it.
Maybe some of us that are forced to listen would like to know what the goal of the whole, all this stuff is. To
free the people from the tyranny of the Emperor.
Hmm. Which well, some of them enjoy it. Do. Some of them they want to be there. Some of them, this is what they know. They don't know anything
this
else.
This is what this show and shows like The Bad Batch are exploring.
Mm-hmm.
Because the OT, it was just very cut or dry. They were bad. But some people are liking it. And some people not only just profit from it, but they also kind of enjoy it. Remember Mole Man? Mm-hmm. The little mole dude from Obi-Wan?
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about how useful it was, and he was more successful under the Empire.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. It's pretty crazy to me. So, Luthen's off, and you liked this moment with the spaceship.
That was incredible. I mean, we've never seen a spaceship go in a circle with the...
with lightsabers, basically? With
lightsabers, yeah.
Like, I don't know if I loved it.
I loved it.
I love that you loved it. I was like, ooh, this is... You know what I did love the most out of that scene? I mean, actually, the whole scene was pretty great. It was creepy.
Is that where all the money's going?
I guess so. I don't know. Yeah. I wonder how much she's... what's it called? Siphoning from the top. Wonder how much of Aldani paid for that ship. But what I do love is the sound of inside a TIE fighter cockpit with the TIE pilot. And there's something about that sound. We don't hear it a lot in Star Wars, but oh my God, do I love it so much. It's like, it's one of my like iconic Star Wars sounds that doesn't quite get talked about enough. Yeah, so he's quite the pilot.
Yeah, he really
he's
is.
Great. Yep. And he gets away. From this big empire. I love the shot of this sniveling little Imperial, and he was all like smug, like he got away. And we go back to Space Miami, where Andor wants to tell Marva that he got out of prison. He helped some people free. He was happy that he was a part of Aldani, and he wanted her to know that she'd be proud of him. Mm-hmm. And we find out that she's died. He finds out that she's died.
Yeah.
And he wasn't there. And it was like gut-wrenchingly sad. And that's part of where I was saying, like, for me, B2 kind of carries a lot of the emotion in this episode, because we got to mourn her through him, and we haven't been able to mourn her with Andor yet.
That's true.
But it brought me back to the pandemic and how many people didn't get to mourn the loss of their loved ones because of the pandemic, and that affected our family. And I'm hoping that you can share a little bit of how that felt, because that's very much what Andor is going through right now. Like, he can't go. Is he going to show up at Ferrix? Is he not? I don't know what he's going to do.
Well, what do you mean? Like, when my mom was passing on?
Yes.
I mean, it's heartbreaking.
And you didn't get to go.
No.
And you would have been there any other time.
Yeah, I would have been there any other time. I mean, she was on the other side of the country. And maybe it was a little bit more... I wouldn't say it's okay, because it's definitely not okay. But I don't know another word to say. Maybe it was a little bit more digestible for myself, because I was on the other side of the country. And it didn't seem as if, though... And no, she did not pass away from COVID-19 or anything like that. Yeah. It just so happened to be, you know, a year after... You know, yeah, well, if you will.
People still weren't really allowed in the hospitals.
No, they were not allowed in the hospital. And, you know, my mom had gone into the hospital. She was having some stomach issues. And then all of a sudden, one thing led to another. And then all of a sudden, she had, you know, a massive stroke. And unfortunately, you know, that eroded 3/4 of her brain. And, there was, you know, so they, up until that point in time, they were not letting my father or my sisters in, who still live back on the East Coast. And that was the hard part, knowing that, you know, here it is, a man who's been married to his wife for over 50 years, together almost 55 years. Mm-hmm. He could not be there. I am grateful, though, at the very end, when they unfortunately knew she was not going to make it, that they did allow him and my sisters to come in. So, yeah, it's really, you know, I have to tell you, I really block it out.
Yeah.
It's terrible. If I sit here and I think about it, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. It's beyond terrible. So, and especially it gets more aggravated when you hear people say it was fake or this or whatever. Who the hell knows? Mm-hmm. But when you hear that kind of stuff, it makes it even more upsetting. So it was a pandemic, you know, and this is what the byproduct of something like that is. Everybody's trying to help someone, but people do get caught, you know, in caught up in that. So anyway, long story short, it's terrible. It's terrible knowing that my mother, who have everyone was always there for every single person, every time in the hospital, every time, you know, in the end, nobody was there for her. So that's right.
And that feels, you know.
But at least, again, my father got to be in there the last day, and so did my sister. So we were all with her. I was on the phone. Yeah. So we were all there. And I know that she let go when she knew we were all there. Mm.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
But I think, you know, this is going to be a turning moment, I think, for Andor, because there are people out there who are denying that the Empire is bad because they're only wanting to see the good that they're doing, similar to people wanting to think that COVID-19 was fake because maybe it's easier to accept a lie than the travesty that it really caused across the entire world. I don't know. I don't understand that logic, but I can't imagine Andor, who was wrongly put in prison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did kill some people, but the reason he went into prison was wrong.
Right.
On a lot of levels. And then what they were doing to the prisoners in prison was wrong on a lot of levels.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was
unjust.
And because he was wrongly convicted, he wasn't there for his mother.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to be mad now. He's going to be mad. Yeah.
So what do you think we're going to get before in this last episode? Is he going to go back to Ferrix? Is this his turning point to join the rebellion?
If she's really dead,
mm-hmm.
the answer is yes. I sense you'll finally see him rage.
Yeah.
Rage on his side. I hope so. He's a little docile.
Yes. And I mean, he did kill two people. He's very selfish.
Hmm.
And he is, I mean, he is a little, I see what you're saying. I think he is, his survival mode has been to hide in the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Right now he'll do what he needs to do to stay in the shadows,
mm-hmm.
but he hides in the shadow, and eventually he is going to step out into the light.
It is
going
to be interesting, is because they're all after him now.
Mm-hmm.
Even Velva, what's her name,
Vel.
Placenta what's her name,
Cinta
the placenta. Again, these are all made up names. It's tough for me. If they called them Bill or Jill or Scott or Ben, Placenta.
How do you forget Vel and Cinta? They are like two of my favorite characters ever.
You know, again, in one ear and out the other. It's the names. It's the names.
Okay,
that
did we talk about this together last week, or was this on After Dark? I can't remember. Do you think that Vel is supposed to kill Andor when she sees him because he's a loose end?
Right.
I don't think she'll do that.
No.
But Cinta might. And do you think this is where Vel can be there for Cinta?
We didn't talk about it.
Okay.
I don't know the answer, but we know it's not going to happen. So she may lose her life.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. Do not kill the gays. Nope.
She may.
Please.
It's either kill or be killed.
Or live.
Yeah. It says make as good TV.
Oh, but don't kill the gays.
You know.
All right.
It's another one right behind the corner.
What do you... Jesus.
Now the Chapek's out. The gays are in.
We're coming in with closets open, kids.
Hey, release me.
I said retweet me.
Release my body.
Oh my God, that's what those Narkeen aliens did. They released their body all over Andor and Rogue One guy.
In their sticky, wet net. Oh, white God. Net, no less.
Oh, I could use that.
Well, you know what you need. You need Manscaped. Just you. You need to be Manscaped.
What do you think is going to happen next week? Let's see, because this episode is going to come out the day that episode 12 comes out. So let's see how wrong we're going to be.
You know, I have a feeling it's going to be a quiet ending. I want a boom, bang, bing, big one. But I feel like it's going to be a quiet one. I just feel it's like, oh really?
Oh my God.
I mean, I don't need it as big that everybody got killed. I'm going to be like, I got up for this.
Are you done? Yeah, that was real good. Thank you. I don't want one of those.
Yeah, that was the end of the episode. Really? That was the season finale? Wait,
all this work for that?
He just went to the store. No, I think hey, clearly he's coming back to the planet.
You think he is?
Yeah. And they're looking for him. And he's going to be able to kill one or two people. Maybe he'll kill the redhead. He's an extra anyway.
Oh, you don't? Who? My boyfriend? Yeah, Ginger Bear boyfriend. Or Cyril?
Cyril.
Oh. You think he's going to be dead? Yeah. He'll be gone.
You know, I thought he was more of a star in the beginning. Now it's kind of dwindled for me.
You know, I hope he...
He steals money from his mom.
I hope he gets a cape at the end of this.
A cape?
Yeah, I want him to have some... Do you remember...
Some powers. Do you this isn't a Marvel.
Do you remember on America's Top Model when she had the twins that were doing like the cape choreography and they would do the spins? Mm-hmm. I want to see Cyril like take lessons from those two people.
Maybe Cyril is... You know, family
of the wrist. Oh, I could see him being totally like a, even, you know what? He's probably bi, but he's a total bottom and he knows Dedra's got some really good, like fist strap ons. And he's probably,
wow.
Like,
okay. This is a family show, isn't it?
Used to be
just for one.
It used to be. I don't know what happened.
Well, you know, I look forward to seeing the next episode. Do we have anything else to chat about?
We do not. We'll leave on...
Sounds like it's a good place to end.
We'll leave on Dedra being a power top. I like it. Mm-hmm. All right, Thomas, where can people find us?
Well, you're going to tell them.
Yep. You can find us on Patreon. So if you have $5 a month to help support this show, if you like it, check that out. Show notes below. Don't forget, we have our little code for the holidays for Manscaped. Check that out. And then you can follow us on
the
socials.
What's the code, Brian?
Pinkballs at manscaped.com. Free shipping, 20% off.
That's actually really good.
It is pretty good. And then you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. And now I'm testing the Hive. There's a new social media thing called Hive with the bees. And I'm there. And so far, it's been pretty fun. Looks like a lot of positive Star Wars people. So you can follow me on all of those things and spaces at Serving Pink Milk. Don't forget.
Go out and serve pink milk, please.
Yes, please. If you can.
I serve pink milk.
If you are on Twitter and you see that this episode is out, if you could do a little retweet for me, that would be amazing. Also,
retweet me.
Also, thank you for everyone who gave a shout out to Apple Podcasts on Twitter when they asked who their favorite Star Wars podcasts were. So
thank you very much. We appreciate that.
And until next time, Thomas, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this thing and drink up.